Donald Trump to visit Springfield, Aurora amid Biden-Harris migration crisis. By Neil Munro on September 18, 2024. President Donald Trump says he will visit Springfield, Ohio, and Aurora, Colorado, where orchestrated, government-subsidized migrations are flooding ordinary Americans out of jobs, homes, and a stable community. In the next 2 weeks, I'm going to Springfield and then to Aurora, Trump told a September 16 rally in Long Island, New York. We're going to take care of Ohio, and we're going to take care of Colorado. And we're going to take care of every single state in the Union. They're all under siege, so the mayor of Springfield. And I think he's a very nice person, but instead of saying, we're getting them all out. We're getting them out. He says very simply, we're hiring teachers to teach them English. Could you believe it? We are hiring interpreters so when they go to school and take the place of our children in school, we have an interpreter. What the hell is wrong with our country? No, we're getting them of our country. They came in illegally. They're destroying our country. We're getting them out. They're going to be brought back to the country from which they came. I will protect our country. I will protect our country. Trump's speech emphasized crime by migrants, which is a problem in Aurora because Biden's border deputies deliberately released unvetted Venezuelan criminals into Colorado and the rest of the United States. The migration in Springfield, however, has generated economic problems and civic chaos but not crime by migrants. Up to 20,000 Haitians moved to Springfield because Biden's deputies wanted to grant them work permits and federal aid as part of their big government, Bidenomics economic strategy. The decision to inflate the labor supply reduced wages and spiked housing costs, pushing ordinary Americans out of the free market for jobs and housing. The Haitian inflow includes 300,000 illegal migrant Haitians who illegally crossed the southern border and granted visa parole to 200,000 Haitians to allow them to fly directly into the United States for jobs. The government's migrant inflow is welcomed by the city's mayors and the state's governor, and many business leaders who gain a new flood of cheap workers, taxpayer-funded consumers, and rent-spiking residents. But the Biden-caused exodus has also stripped the chaotic island of many professionals, police, and other skilled workers so they can be used for low-wage work at U.S. food processors, warehouses, and stores. This corporate-backed deliberate brain drain abandons the left-behind Haitians, including the wives and children of the parole migrants, in even worse conditions and with less ability to rebuild their chaotic society. Democrats are hiding the deliberate, government-imposed economic damage to local Americans by amplifying claims that Trump is racist and that he opposes migration because Springfield's migrants are Haitians. We can see how hate could destroy the chances of economic renewal in parts of the heartland, wrote Paul Krugman, an economist at the pro-migration New York Times, before admitting that migration imposes costs on locals. Can a rapid influx of immigrants present problems? Certainly. It can drive up housing costs, at least temporarily, although housing prices are a problem across America, and the rise in Springfield, which still has cheap housing by national standards, since the pandemic has been similar to that in the nation as a whole. And a sudden rise in the immigrant population can put pressure on local services, including schools and hospitals. For Trump, the actual problem, which is not poverty, addiction, lack of affordable housing, or job loss, is the mere presence of Haitians on American soil, claimed Adam Serwer at the pro-migration Atlantic magazine. He continued, to the extent that the arrival of the Haitian workers who have helped revive Springfield's economic fortunes has caused problems, those problems have obvious solutions: investment in housing, schools, infrastructure, and so on. Deporting the migrant workers, in contrast, would harm the town, reverse its economic revival, and tear apart the community. And the town's leadership is not asking for them to be deported. Springfield's Republican Mayor Rob Rue called the threats a hateful response to immigration in our town. He has been subjected to death threats for defending the Haitian community. In reality, the government-subsidized migration has deliberately skewed the American city away from ordinary Americans. I know people who've applied for work a lot of these same places that are hiring government-supported migrants, but they're not getting jobs, resident William Monahan told Breitbart News. He added, it's definitely a push to hire migrants. A big company near here that makes equipment. For computers, everybody that works on the production line is Haitian, and there's one interpreter that serves different lines. Much of the city's welfare and aid agencies are overwhelmed by migrants, pushing Americans out of line, another resident told Twitter journalist Tyler Oliveira. I don't even have assistance right now because I keep getting denied. I'm homeless, I'm jobless, I'm sleeping on friends' couches because I can't get government assistance because I come from the wrong country, apparently. They're treating us like we're the trash, she told Oliveira.